that different people have different tawbahs. And tawbah of sir, istirab of sir, we really don't understand. These are not something in my level, and maybe in your level, but not my level. We do not, most probably it is not for us to understand istirab of sir. Sir is that relates to hoba of our level in the hoba. You understand this terminology at least, right? So, and tawbatul awliya min takwin al-khatarat is about the heart, what passes through the heart. And tawbatul khas min ishtighal bighayri Allah. So it comes to us, we have to try to keep away from sins and do wajibat. Let's see what Khaja Abdullah says. Khaja Abdullah Ansari, who is, we quote him on these issues. He says, fatawbatul ammah listiksaru ta'ah. The tawbah of public, general people, listiksaru ta'ah, it is for coming back from ma'asi and increasing ta'at. That's tawbah of normal, ordinary people like us. فَإِنَّهُ يَدْءُ إِلَى سَلَاسَةِ أَشْيَاءِ سَلَاسَةِ أَشْيَاءِ That invite to us three things. So it is our tawbah. Let's be mindful about what he says here. And what is that salasat ashiya, those three things that we are invited to? One is relying on satariyat of Allah. We should not be relying on satariyat of Allah. We always think, okay, Allah is satar and He does not let you reveal, let your sins to be revealed. Allah is, because when for 50 years Allah has been satar on me, you know how much confidence it will give? It does give a lot of confidence, because when repeatedly this istitar and satariyat of Allah is kept, then we tend to forget that this is something, as long as Allah wants, He keeps it. But He can expose us, and then we will see the bottom of us. If it's exposed, no one talks to anyone. They say if the satariyat was not there, society would not been created. People wouldn't tolerate each other. And second thing is salasat al-ashya ila juhud ni'matihi ala juhud ni'mat al-satr wal-imhal or satr wal-imhal comes from satariyat. That means that ni'mat of covering and imhal means giving time. Imhal comes from muhlat. So we should not rely on this satariyat and muhlat and time that Allah has given us, that we always have time. Okay, I go now, from now on, this is this Sunday, and I go and do tawbah. And I do tawbah again when it starts from Monday, do all of those things. And I talk about it, that Allah, most of the time we refer to ourselves and say, well, I mean, I don't do anything wrong. We'll see what we do and we don't do. And the second is وَرُؤْيَةُ الْحَقَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Second thing is we see haq for ourselves over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What haq? I start from myself. Oh Allah, see, I'm coming here. Five of your bandas, of your abs, I'm coming and I'm teaching them. So I start to create a right for myself. Then I start to create in my back of my mind, although even if I do not write it in Excel sheet to keep it, but I keep counting that. So it's 2 years, so many sessions I have been teaching this bandagan of Khuda, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what is He going to give me for all of these things that I'm doing? Then everyone for his sake, that we are giving our khums, we are giving charity, we are giving money. Oh, look, with my money what has been made, and people are so much using the benefit from what I have made by providing money for them. Or alaykum as-salam. Par Muhammad wa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alaykum as-salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So every little thing we do, we start to create a right for ourselves over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for every little sin that we don't do, we also create an account. Oh Allah, I'm not doing this. See what a good person I am. So this ru'yatul haqq ala Allah is something that we have to avoid it. We have to know what we are doing. We have to see what we are doing. Number one is even the opportunity is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at, if you refer to the ma'arif that we have been studying about wujud and mahiyat, wujud is not from us, right? Mahiyat, we are only mahiyat. So anything we are doing is wujudi. If it is wujudi, if it's shar, of course, is our mahiyat. So there is nothing we cannot create any right for us over Allah. But any khair we do is from wujud. Wujud is, all the wujud is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even that is not ours. That is only a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how are we able to create an account for Allah that in akhirat when we go there, instead of they bring us our account, or we give account to Allah. Send him an account in Qiyamah, say, okay Allah, see, these are all the sins that I have not done. These are all the good things that I have done. So this way, this mentality, this is talking about a mentality. This is about a current occurrence in the mind of us, which all along it works. We have to cut that. We have to take the root of it out of us. To take the root of this type of thinking that you, when we do something, we create an account for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to see that all khair is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have to see that all the shar is Adamul Khair, which is from us. So anything relating to Adam is not from Allah. And Adam of everything relates to Mahiyat. Because Mahiyat is Mahdudah, Mahdudiyat and Had. And Mahdudiyat is giving limitations to Haq and Wujud. So that was the second thing, Ru'yatul Haq ala Allah. And the third one is وَالْإِسْتِغْنَاءِ الَّذِي هُوَ الْإِسْتِغْنَاءِ الَّذِي هُوَ أَيْنُ الْجَبَرُوتُ وَتَوَسُّبِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Istighna means needlessness. So the third thing that we feel we are needless. What do I do that I feel guilty? Why? I'm not doing any bad thing. So if whenever we have ever had this feeling that we are not doing anything, why should I bother? Alhamdulillah, I have seen people, and I see people, I still see people, they very loudly say that. Alhamdulillah, I'm not anything, but look at what Saddam did, I'm such a good person. So they compare themselves with those type of people. Look at all these people, Westerners, people go to bars and dancing and do this, do that, and then that person feels so happy that he's not or she's not doing that. Whereas, maybe I don't think we have discussed it, but if we have, that's okay. I still remind that we have as a quwa, not quwa idraki. These are not idrak. We have discussed about potencies of nafs or faculties of nafs, which was hawas and khiyal and aql. Those are idrakat. But what I'm talking now is not idrakat. We have a type of quwa in nafs which is sabu'i, bahimi, and shaitani, and aqlani. So four, Imam Khomeini in his book of Aql and Jahl explains, in one of ahadith that he brings, he expands on the issue and he says, the people who become just, you know, they're only enjoying their life. They're not doing any harshly bad thing, but they're only happy with they enjoy a lot when they eat, they enjoy a lot of nikah, they enjoy a lot from sleep, they enjoy a lot from all those normal things which there's nothing wrong in them, but when the whole life becomes for those things, they call them bahimi. Bahimi means, bahime is animal like cow, like donkeys, like horses. So those type of baha'im, in Arabic they call them baha'im. So that's a bahimi life. A life like animals of those types. Like when you look at cow, they don't have, they are very good animals, they still give a lot of milk, They have a lot of benefits for people, but they only enjoy those materialistic things. That's bahimiyat which exists in us. We have got another quwwa which in us is called sabu'iyya. That's called, from that comes anger and wrath. So qazabiyat is, qazab creates the animal outside for that is like dog or wolf or tiger or lion. They have got all utmost attributes of this anger. So there is another thing we have in us, quwwa we have in us, which is tricking people and cheating people. That is called shaitaniyat. So we are either of this three, or sometimes a mixture of this three, or sometimes a mixture of the two. And the fourth one is aqlaniyat. That is the wisdom and intellect. If someone can bring all these three quwwa under aql, then he will be prosperous. He will go under the way he creates. Because these quwwa are needed for insan to live. So he creates a balance and i'tidal between all these three quwwa. And if it wasn't, for instance, if qazab was not there, we were not able to fight with the enemies. If bahimiyat was not there, we were not able to live in the material world and to keep our generations, our nasl, and to continue the life of insan on the earth. And so all of these quwwa are required and needed. So if we are, so what I was telling you is, there are people who think, oh, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. But when you look at him, he will raise in barzakh as baha'im, because he's only happy with this material joys of the life. That this is about, I was talking about istighna. The third thing that it invites for tawbatul amm, al-istighna al-lazi huwa aynul jabarud. That is exactly like people who keep themselves high and they think who they are. But tawassub al-Allah. And it is like you are fighting God. If needlessness basically means I don't need God. And that is sort of challenging the God. That's tawbatul amm. So I wrap it up. Listiqsar al-ta'a, tawbatul amma is tawbah from all those sins, obvious sins. And it involves for three things. One is we have to cut off this notion of relying too much of coverage of Allah, so that He doesn't expose us. He keeps us. For the last 50 years He had been keeping me and covering all my sins, so that you do not see my sins now. Number two is that ru'yatul haqq ala Allah, whatever we do, we create an account and we think Allah owes us something because I have done these little things. Or even we create an account for the sins that we do not do. We do not do a sin, then we think, oh, Allah owes me. So in Akhirat, instead of Allah giving our account to us, we give an account to Allah. Say, this is, okay, Allah give me the things that I have done for you. And third was al-istighna, that was needlessness. That was tawbatul amma, that was general public tawbah and repentance. Tawbatul awsat, this is repentance of intermediary people. Tawbatul awsat. Awsat comes from the word wasat, in between. Tawbatul awsat min istighlal al ma'siyah wa huwa ayn al jur'at wal mubarazah. That means the repentance of middle class people, middle class in terms of level, existential levels, or in levels of the spiritual levels. It is when they consider the sins small. They consider the sins small and they have jur'at, means they are brave in doing sins. Although it is small, although it is sin against such a great and glorious Allah, but they see, they look at the sin, they do not look at what they do.